Welcome to the Offer Letter Podcast, the place where real career coaches and HR professionals prepare you to answer job interview questions. I'm your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano, here to help you get your offer letter. Today's question is, do you have anything that you would like to disclose? Now, when this question is asked, then what exactly do they want you to disclose? Now, let's get this straight. They're not asking about your deep, dark secret that you've been hiding, where you stole a candy bar as a kid. No, they want to know something that might be a concern in the workplace. You know, today, we want to address one concern that might come up in the workplace, and that's around disabilities. Now, disabilities can come in many different ways, such as mental or physical. And in the end, it's up to you to disclose to the employer or not if you do have a disability. Now, let's also get this straight. Recruiters cannot ask you if you have a disability or what kind of disability you have, even if it's obvious. Disabilities are protected by human rights and should not be asked, but at the same time, you are allowed to disclose if you have a disability and find that it might help you in the workplace if you mention something. So today's guest is Kevin McShann. He has dedicated his professional career to advancing forward the facilitation of employment opportunities for individuals with disabilities. So Kevin is an interesting person because he was born with cerebral palsy, but he's so amazing because he served as initial ambassador for the Discoverability Network in Windsor, Essex, Ontario, their new online job matching portal for individuals with disabilities and employers to get connected. And he's also served as a job developer for the YMCA in his area. So, Kevin, you are an amazing person, and welcome. Welcome to the show.
Michael, it's a real pleasure and honor to be here this morning. Anytime I get a chance to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion when it comes to employment, I'm excited. So it's great to be with you, and thanks so much for the invitation, Bonnie.
And you know what, my friend? Like, you are the perfect person to talk about this question, about do you have anything you would like to disclose? And we want to kind of keep it to that sort of like disclose information about disabilities to employers and how, you know, it might affect your job. So first of all, let me ask you this. Why do recruiters ask this question?
Well, I think recruiters ask this question because they want a chance to really get an opportunity to see if there's anything that they can do to make the employment process more seamless, more enjoyable in terms of production. You know, I live my life, Michael, through the saying that inclusion is the gateway to independence. And what one of the tenets that I always use is to disclose up front, because then it gives them, the recruiters, that is, the opportunity to fully maximize the experience in terms of the interview process, and then hopefully at the end of it, also give them the opportunity to get the job and also maximize their productivity. So I understand that when we talk about disclosure, people may feel that it's a negative, and I can understand that. But I've always erred on the side of making sure that employers get the full picture, whether I'm applying for a job or working in inclusive employment. I always think that disclosure is a good thing because it provides the employer and the employee the opportunity to maximize the experience.
I totally agree with you. And it's very interesting that you would say how you would disclose right up front. And if you think about it, that is a smart move because, you know, you get everything out of the way right away. So
yeah, absolutely. And the only other thing I would add to that, Michael, is that there are no curveballs around along the way. You know, a lot of people with a disability, I think it's an advantage if they don't disclose that they have one, but a disability, that is. But I always say, if your honesty is the best policy in employment and in life, because then you get an opportunity to like you said, lay all of your cards out on the table.
And, I mean, with disabilities, sometimes it can be a touchy subject, and some people just don't know how to disclose correctly. What do you think are some tips and tricks that you could use to answer this question?
Well, first and foremost, I always look at how is the disability going to affect the job in terms of if you give the employer all of the information up front, it gives them a chance to put together a game plan. But if you're looking for different ways to answer the question or in terms of how do I go about disclosing, one thing you can always do is interview the interviewee and or the interviewer, sorry, and ask them about different aspects of the job and how you know, one of the things that I always ask employers, whether I'm applying for jobs or working with employers, is what are my expectations in the first 90 days of employment? And, you know, Michael, I use that question as a conversation starter because that gives me a chance to dive into, well, because of the condition or disability I have, let's find out a way to maximize the potential and productivity again of the first 90 days of employment. Because once you master the first 90 days of employment, Michael, everything else sort of comes into place in terms of what you want to have happen, because you have already laid a foundation for success if you start by creating a mutual gift of understanding between the employee and the employer.
And that's a great tip. Now, Kevin, you know, there are some people that do have, you know, hidden disabilities, you know, mental disabilities. So how would people, first of all, decide if they should disclose? And then also, how would they disclose these ones instead?
Well, yeah, again, it goes back to the impact on the job, Michael, right? It goes back to is disclosing my disability going to put me at an advantage if I do it up front? And what are the expectations of my job? Those are the two questions that I ask any prospective job seeker who's looking for any type of employment. In any person with a disability who's looking, who may have an invisible disability, I still think it's important to have an open and honest conversation about your disability. You know, one of the things that we used at the Discoverability Network, which is, by the way, just so that people know, the Discoverability Network is funded by the Ontario Chamber of Commerce and the Disability Services Department of Ryerson University in Toronto, and it's in six different municipalities in Windsor and Essex, in Ontario. But one of the questions I always told prospective job seekers to always ask themselves is, what is my mental checklist? And if what I mean by that is, if you have like a consistent routine, if you have an invisible disability, sometimes a priority list, and creating a priority list of four or five things and creating a routine, Michael, also helps people with disabilities, because it provides them a sense of structure. So I would say for anyone looking for employment for who may have an invisible disability, create a routine, create a checklist, and then check in with your employer and say, this is the list that we've created. Maybe they need some tweaks. And, you know, we did a study at the Ontario Chamber of Commerce when I worked there, Michael, and it showed that 80% of accommodations for people with disabilities don't cost anything at all. 80% of accommodations for folks with disabilities cost less than $500. So it's not really a matter of cost for the employer. When we really get down to the brass tacks and the manner, it's all about open lines of communication. So the easiest and most convenient way to answer your question is always have an open line of communication with employers.
Open lines of communication are always important. Now, let's say that you do need some accommodations. Let's say physical accommodations, maybe, you know, some time off. How and when would you, or when you would request those?
Well, again, it goes back to the structure, right? If you have I call it the understanding structure. And what I mean by that is if the lines of communications are open, hopefully you have a compassionate employer. Otherwise, they wouldn't have given you the job in the first place. You know, I always tell a job seeker, Michael, that they're their own best self-advocate, and they have to advocate for what is important to them and why it's important to them. It's their own, you're your own best self-advocate, Michael. And I strongly believe that folks with disabilities have to learn to be their own best self-advocate to make a true and measurable difference. So really, being your own best self-advocate is the best way to advocate for yourself.
And that's always important, but sometimes it can be kind of tough. Just being able to know what you need and practice this question, then you'll be able to do this.
And create the structure, absolutely.
You are open with your disclosure and with your cerebral palsy. How would you, or how have you answered this question in the past?
Myself personally, I've always taken the tactic that being upfront and honest is the best way to go. And, you know, there are some people with a disability that are capable of managing without telling an employer. But for myself personally, I was always upfront. And when I worked at the YMCA, one of the things that I did every day, I had support staff, was carve out 15 minutes in the morning or 15 minutes in the afternoon where I looked at. So I had a unique setup when I worked at the YMCA. My desk and my boss's desk was directly across from each other. So I had instant access to my boss. And I would look at her and say, when I had my support staff, and say, I need 15 minutes to just go exercise and get my hamstrings stretched out. So, you know, I would take 15 minutes, and it was built in as an understanding in my contract, where when I worked with my support staff, each day I would take 15 minutes to exercise and get out of my wheelchair and use a walker to walk around. And it really invigorated me because, you know, movement. I'm reminded, you know, I have a friend of mine who's a personal trainer, and he always says that movement is medicine. And for me, this is also true. And again, it goes back to when we talk about disclosure. For me, I've always been open and honest, because I think if there's an open line of communication, then there's no gray area in your activities or your expectations.
It's always good to have those kinds of employers that are very, very supportive. So, Kevin, you're an amazing person. You have lots of things on the go. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you're working on these days, and how can people learn more about you and what you do?
Yeah, no problem. So Michael, I also host a podcast, which you will be on directly after this is over. It's called Let's Have This Conversation. All of the information about the podcast and myself can be found on my website, which is kevinmcshann.com. You can also subscribe to Let's Have This Conversation by typing in the name of the podcast and my name afterwards. But all the information's on my website. In terms of projects I'm currently working on, we're currently working on a webinar with Discoverability Network and the Ontario Chamber of Commerce about having honest conversations about employment and the things job seekers can do to make their job search and job experience more palatable. The webinar's on January the 27th. I'm also working with the John McGibney Children's Center, which is the Children's Treatment Center here in Windsor and Essex County, on a whole bunch of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. I'm currently serving as a member of their Family Advisory Council and on their Ideas Committee. I'm also helping to draft a transition to adulthood plan for the center. So I got a lot of things going on, but I always have time to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I want to thank you for having me today. It's most appreciated.
Oh, Kevin, thank you so much for being here. You do so much amazing stuff for the community and in your space and in helping people in your area. And we thank you for being here, Kevin, and for all those tips and tricks.
Michael, it was a real pleasure, and let's do it again soon, okay?
Definitely.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. My name is Michael Manzano, knowing soon that you will get your offer letter.